5 minutes of monitor music, starting off with that father-daughter Sinatra team, Frank and Nancy.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practiced every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you.
Something stupid. Next, a touch of sunny Italy as we visit Tidley.
Thank you.
this is Steve White, your host for Monitor 67, where Al Capp will drop around shortly to comment on television and its relation to the advance of civilization. First, here's Nelson Riddle with Thoroughly Modern Millie. Next, Al Capp, Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, takes a look at the gadgetry and programming of present-day television and comes up with a somewhat pessimistic conclusion.
Nothing that man has invented so far gives you that sense of power. One of those TV clickers do. You know, those little gadgets you hold in your hand, you click them and you switch programs without having to get up and fiddle with your set. You can lie on your bed like a pasha. And with a crook of your finger, you can make Liberace vanish and Jackie Gleason appear. And by the way, that isn't a bad idea. Now, the other afternoon, I was lying on my bed like a pasha, clicker in hand. I clicked to the educational TV channel, and as usual, they were showing the least educated people in the world, some cannibals in a state of Stone Age development, doing a war dance. Their costumes were weird, but the dance wasn't much. All they seemed to be doing was stand and face each other and wriggle in a rather jerky and lethargic way, and every now and then they'd stick up an arm or a leg. The music consisted of two or three notes banged out incessantly and monotonously. The expressions on their faces were dull and depressed. And after a few minutes of that, the expression on my face became dull and depressed, and so I clicked my clicker. Instantly, the scene shifted to the 20th century, a bunch of American high school kids, the most expensively educated people in the world, dancing to the latest musical creation of the 20th century, rock and roll. Now, their costumes were a bit weirder than those of the cannibals, but their dancing was exactly the same. They faced each other and wriggled jerkily and lethargically, and every now and then wanted to stick out an arm or a leg. The music consisted of a few basic notes banged out incessantly, accompanied by a monotonous wail. The expressions on their faces were dull and depressed. I clicked again, And then I watched a thrilling detergent commercial, a magnificent white knight on a splendid white horse, lance in hand, charged over a whole block of suburban lawns, ruining the grass. Well, I guess nothing much has happened since the Stone Age, except, of course, for the TV clicker and the commercial. This is Al Capp, a 20th century man, and who brings to it one of the finest minds of the 14th century, speaking to you on NBC's monitor.
I tell you, as one pasha to another, I don't know what Al's complaining about. My TV clicker has a button on it that lets you turn the set off if you don't like the show. Now, monitor music. Here's Jerry Vale with Time Alone Will Tell.
Time alone will tell. My love for you will never end, although I know that you must go. Fate that led us meet was indiscreet to let me fall in love with you. Time may change the world, but I could never change the world we used to know. I love you so. Time alone will tell, for no one else could be as wonderful as you. I'll go on, it's so lonely now, but losers must go on somehow. Time alone will tell, you'll always be my one and only love. La 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 la. Forse piangerò, ma in qualche modo, bene o male, tu vedrai, mi arrangerò. Anche se mai più sarò felice come quando c'eri tu.
Listening to Monitor at 17 minutes before the hour. Ahead, a look at the game of highlai, one of the most popular spectator sports in the Latin world. So, stay right with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.
The essence of Big Town USA is the people of Big Town USA. The great and not so great, the rich and not so rich, the successful and not so successful, their dreams, their hopes, their aspirations. Here in Big Town, where every man may make his mark, a mark is often made on him. But here in Big Town, man is reaching for, striving for, and achieving the goals, the wider horizons, wherein each man may realize his purpose. And WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA, by keeping you informed of the issues, the facts, and the purposes, brings these goals a little closer to fulfillment.
Steve White here for Brad Crandall, back again with more of Monitor. Ahead, sports, comedy, and music. The first example of which is provided by Demita Jo as she sings Dinner for One.
Dinner for one, please, Jane. And my man will not be dining you may bring the wine in. Love plays such funny games. Dinner for one, please, Jane. We haven't really parted. Please don't look so downhearted. Love plays such funny games. Seems my best friend told him of another. I had no chance to deny. No, there has never been another. I know he'll find out the lie. Well, maybe he's not to blame.
Now, Monitor Sports. It's been called the world's fastest and most dangerous sport. Its origins are Latin, and its players are worshipped with the same fervor in the Spanish-speaking world as bullfighters are. The name of the game is Hi-Li, and here in the States, it's played in Florida, where Dick Warnhoff is general manager of the Fronton and Dania. A report from Monitor's Bob Gaynor.
Dick, for the uninitiated, what is Hi-Li?
Bob, Hi-Li is a game very much like handball. It's played on a very, very long court, approximately 180 to 190 feet long, with cement walls, front, rear, and on the left-hand side. It's played with a basket called a cesta and a very hard ball, about the size of a baseball and about as hard as a golf ball.
I understand that ball sometimes travels in excess of 150 miles an hour.
It has actually been electrically timed at something over 150 miles an hour during play.
Where is Hi-Li played? How is the game staged, so to speak?
It's played only in the state of Florida and staged in a very large building with an extremely large stage, a lot like a theater.
Well, actually, Hi-Li is played all over the world, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Spain, Mexico, and the United States here in Florida. Florida is the only state in the Union that has licensed Hi-Li for paramutual wagering, just as they have at horse tracks.
Are there any Americans playing Hi-Li now?
There are some very fine American amateur Hi-Li players. Other than those men, there is only one other truly American Hi-Li player that I know of.
Well, can American athletes get proper training and instruction and become professionals?
They can now. Within the past several years, there have been a couple of very good amateur Hi-Li frontons built, Miami. And their amateurs can receive training by expert ex-Hi-Li players.
I noted that there are very few left-handed players, or at least it seems that way. The cesta is always worn on the right hand. Why?
There are two good reasons. Number one, the court itself, the construction of the court itself, with the front wall, a long side wall on the left, and the back wall, makes it a little difficult for a left-hander to operate because of the English that the ball receives when it leaves the cesta. The second item is the fact that there are things about the way a left-hander could throw the ball that would make it very difficult for the right-handed players to handle it, and consequently, they wouldn't stand for it.
Where do all the players come from, the new players who are constantly entering the game?
Primarily from Spain. I would say 90% of your new players coming into the professional ranks come from Spain, a few from Mexico.
Thank you, Dick Warnhoff. Hi-Li, often described as the fastest, most dangerous sport in the world, an exciting sport always to watch. Our guest, Dick Warnhoff, general manager of Dania, the Palace of Hi-Li. This is Bob Gaynor reporting from Dania, Florida.
More Monitor Music here. Perry Como with a new one. Why don't you stop and think it over?
Why don't you stop and think it over before you say it's over because it'll never be over for me. Why don't you stop and think it over before you say it's over because it'll never be over for me. Think of all the happy times we knew, all the memories I shared with you. Why don't you stop and think it over before you say it's over because it'll never be over for me. Don't walk out the door and say goodbye. Isn't what we had worth one more try? Why don't you stop? Just don't know what I would do, darling, without you. What a cold and lonely place this world would be. If you leave me now, you hurt me so. Just for old time's sake, before you go, why don't you stop?
Next, Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live in leading nightclubs, theaters, and concert halls all around the country. Here's comedian Bob Newhart as he takes an imaginative look at the way things might have been if modern advertising and sales promotion methods had been in use in the days of the Roman Empire.
Okay, the meeting is now in order. You fellas in the back there, you want to knock it off? Now, let's put down the grapes and send the girls back to the kitchen, huh? Well, fellas, I guess I don't have to tell you that General Chariot is not too happy with the sales picture. Now, we think our big problem is promotion. It always has been, and it will be in the future, I'm sure. Now, we brought in one of the top sales promoters in the business. Flavius here. Flav, you want to stand up? I'm sure you're all familiar with Flavius's work. As you know, the Coliseum was really losing a lot of money until Flav stepped in and brought in the Wild Animal Acts. And as you know, it's doing turn-away business right now. It's really one of the great promotional campaigns of our time. Incidentally, it's a great, great place to take your friends, or to see your friends, depending on how carefully you pick your friends. Now, fellas, the Chariot business has really undergone some major changes. Our major problem, the motivational and research boys tell us, is that we keep coming out with the same chariot year after year. Now, we got to modernize our thinking. Now, this is 421 B.C. We're going to have to look ahead to 420. Now, Flav here has suggested maybe one year we stick some fins on it. The next year we'll stick some holes in the side, 3-4 holes. Then, Herminius, you have a question there? Will the holes in the side have any practical value? Yeah, they're going to keep us in business, Herminius, is what they're going to do. All right. Now, the advertising people have come up with an idea which I think is really great, For every gladiator who kills a lion, we're going to give him a new general chariot. And, of course, we'll get a lot of... You have another question there, Herminius? Well, what would a lion do with a chariot, Herminius? Now, a lot of the dealers have been complaining about the little chariot the Huns have come out with. And so we're adding... We're adding a compact chariot. We're going to stick the horses in the back on this one. Not only will it give us better traction, but it also gives the driver a nicer view. In short, gentlemen, I think we can look forward to a very... Yes, I have a question. Oh, you'd like to leave. You have an appointment? Well, yes, go ahead. I'm just about to terminate the meeting. Now, I think we can look... You'd like to borrow what? What, a knife? Oh, there you are. I think we can... You're welcome, Brutus. I think we can look forward to another successful year for General Chariot, and I'm certainly looking forward to it, and this meeting is now dismissed. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. And I understand those compact chariots got 25 miles to the bale of hay. This is Monitor 67, and I'm your host, Steve White, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour will be followed by a special edition of Meet the Press over most of these stations. So please stay tuned.
Keep tuned. The latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From everywhere.